Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, it's Jackie Cash and welcome to the Dork Forest. Intros are hard. I have a new album. You should be listening to it. I have a new hour. You could be watching it on YouTube, but I appreciate you listening to this, The Dork Forest. You could go to JackieCasia.com or TheDorkForest.com, and you can listen to it there. You can listen to it on wherever you're listening to it right now. You can watch it on YouTube separately, and that is where Altercation is also streaming. The album is available wherever you listen to any kind of album, and it's also on Bandcamp, which has a bunch of other, some very old Dork Forest that are free on that channel. Otherwise, you should know that the Dork Forest is, I don't have a Patreon, so feel free to donate. If you have $100 a year, I would love $100 a year from everybody. You can hand me a sweaty wad of 20s when you come and see me do stand-up, or you can email me or Venmo me. The email would be PayPal, Jackie@JackieCation.com, where you can also email me. And Venmo is just @JackieCation, which is like my Instagram and my TikTok and all the things. And there's merch. There's Dork Forest merch. There's Made of Bees merch. And I don't know. There's so much stuff. I can't remember everything. You're doing vital work by listening to the Dork Short Forest, and I'm glad you are. And I hope you want to hear about somebody's dorkdom, because that's what's going to happen right now. Rangers of the Dork Forest, it's me, Jackie Cation. I'm in Austin, Texas, where I just went through the weirdest mall, past several Kulshi ads, so that I could have a beautiful lamb hummus. So the food was worth it, but I felt hunted. Anyway, here we are, but I'm doing an episode of the Dork Forest, and she did a guestie last night at Maria Bamford's new taping at Calf City in Austin. She is on the radio. She's on the radio. She does stand-up comedy. She's on the radio Thursday and Friday mornings at KAZI 88.7 here in Austin on Thursday and Friday mornings, and her name is Rochelle McConico, and welcome to the program, Rochelle McConico.
Hello. I'm here on the program.
Yes, you're on the Dork Forest. We're dorking out right now. And here's the hilarity that I thought was, I asked you what you wanted to dork out about. You're like, how about the good that AI does? And I was like, wow, I do want to hear somebody celebrate. Because it is a tool. I guess there's different. They're hello, my pedantic, beautiful fans who will, of course, correct me that it's called language, blah, blah, blah. It's not
La model. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. And
language learning model. Something like that.
LLM. Yes. Mm-hmm. But in other news, we wanted to be able to walk towards a door and have it open like Star Trek. We wanted to be able to fly. We made the wheel. So now we have AI, and it is indeed a tool. And every tool, including the wheel, can be used as a weapon. So have you ever been hit with a wheel? Sure.
My ex can definitely say that. Like, the wheel can be a weapon.
Yes. That's hilarious. You're a little, are you? Okay, you're a little echoey, but that's fine. I believe in Patrick Brady. No, that's not. Here's my question. What do you love? What program are you using? And what are you using? What do you love? Just do AI in general. What artificial intelligence do you enjoy?
Well, the one that I use the most is the LLM, whatever those letters stand for. Yeah. So I started using ChatGPT, right? But then I found out that their company is like huge Trump supporters and Sam Altman is a horrible human. And I was like, I guess that means no.
Right. And the weird pep talk that the ChatGPT, because Maria was using it because of stage fright and being worried about shows. And eventually it becomes a little too supportive.
Like, I wish it was, I wish it had, and it will eventually, I'm sure, have the right amount once they steal all of our
like balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it can. So I'll tell you, I currently use Claude by Anthropic. Okay. And the reason I use that one is because they went to the government. They were supposed to have a government contract. They went to the government and they was like, I just need you to make sure that you're not going to make autonomous weapons with this and that you won't spy on Americans with this. And they was like, that sounds like a promise we can make. completely like blackballed Claude from the government contracts. And those are the ones that ChatGPT picked up. And I'm like, see? Mm-hmm, so I like them better. They're less of the man.
Right, right.
Slightly less man. Man. Yes.
It's why aren't there any woman? It's I think like if there was a woman made ChatGPT type of thing, it would just I think it would be more sane. Just because it would be
if it doesn't have cycles, I don't know. If it has like follicular and whatever cycles, it might not be.
Could do. Could happen. So you actually do use that kind of thing where you like I talk to Siri, but it's usually
see, and that's my point.
Okay.
Right there. That's my point. People, just like you said, the wheel, like we don't use bayonets no more. We microwave stuff, like it's the same type of like technology, like with phones. When phones went to being cell phones, we had the same like, oh my god, the rays are gonna fry our brains and da 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 da. Right. I think the difference here that makes it not just like panic is that the water usage, right, and the electricity usage of a data center really is affecting the people that live around there.
Yeah, yeah, and using up of it's a fight. The water isn't infinite, you know. And if you poison all the water on this planet, there's not going to be a lot of life that happens. There will be some life, but it won't be us. It'll be the life that can somehow live without water until it cleans itself up after we stop polluting it.
Yeah, like when it took a break in 2020, when we went inside, the earth was like, oh, good. There's a couple things with these fools inside.
Right. The 16 months when there was a lot less flying and all in cars and stuff like that, it was, it was kind of lovely.
It was literally a breath of fresh air for nature.
Yeah, for the planet Earth. Yes, it was. And so, okay. So the thing is, I mean, let's start with like cell phones and because we all, you know, I watch Star Trek. I love Star Trek. I want to be able to talk to the computer and tell them to look stuff up for me and tell me, you know, I need to know what 2% of the population is sometimes. And I don't want to do what is, I want to be able to say what is 2% of 8 billion people instead of having to figure that out with all those zeros. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. For real. That's the thing. Math is not their best subject. Anyway, we need help.
Right. And so do you use Siri or Alexa or any of that?
I don't.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't have. Yeah, no, I never. I just never wanted that. So I would use this.
That you'd use the second one. So what is what? Okay, I have to unpack. What phone are you using? Do you have a cell phone?
I have an Android. Yeah, I have an Android.
That's right. You have an Android. That's yeah. Why no, I
you
add
was
you to that
to
text.
Me about it.
Right. All I said was that I was not allowed to add you to the lady text thread because you had an Android and I don't know how to do that. And I'm sure I will get an email, Jackie at JackieGeisha.com, of how I can do that. And then I will add you to that thread.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I was like, oh, so that's the reason. Okay. He's like, sorry.
Yes.
I can't.
Right. I'm so sorry. There's a... Oh my God. Yeah. But so you have an Android phone, which of course is more, I don't know. What am I thinking of? That Lexus?
Better? It's better than Apple. Everything that Apple gets, Samsung has already done, but y'all like to wait in lines for it. That's the whole difference. Y'all like more lines. We don't.
Yep. My sister has an Android, and I've been watching more Korean television lately. And Samsung is a Korean company, so all the phones on the Korean TV shows are Samsung phones, and they have the cool one that folds in half.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one?
Z Flip. Yeah, my friend just got one for her birthday. I was like, "Oh, this is nice.
It's pretty cool." It's I kind of want in on that. So I don't even know,
because it can be like Geordi or talk to the Star Trek. You can flip it out.
Exactly. You're like, beam me up. And but I do want to know. So Android, is there a Siri like thing for Android?
I believe so. I don't do any, like outside of the language models, I actually don't use my voice for commands for stuff, because you don't know where they've taken all that information. I'm like, if you're going to take it, just take it from one source. Don't take it from everything I use.
Oh my gosh. When I go through TSA, like Clear has my eyeballs and my fingerprints, and I'm like, yeah, if you wanted to Jason Bourne me, you could, but I don't think anyone's gonna bother, because this doesn't feel like the threat that. So it says that there's a Google Assistant, a Gemini thing, and you could do play music or something to Gemini. The Samsung has something called Bixby, and Amazon has something called Alexa, which I've heard of Alexa, but I don't. The only one I use is the Siri thing for just while I'm driving, so that we're voice to text.
Exactly, and so I'm using the same thing, except for it becomes like a personal assistant, and especially for any like solopreneurs, right? You need someone to help you get stuff done. So I can be like, check my calendar and all that kind of stuff just through the AI.
Through the Claude thing, right? Okay. So like if I want, I can tell the phone to tell me what's on my calendar. What are you saying to Claude?
Yeah, I do. Thing? I say, can you look like 1 week back and like 1 week forward, check my calendar and let me know if there's anything that I've just now told you that I have as to-dos that need to be fit in here, and then fix it, like order these in priority of like needing to get done.
And it will, does it pick the priority or do you pick the priority?
So I, for instance, I'll wake up and I've the ADHD, I'll have like 7 things I need to do. I'm like, I need to do this, all these things. But I ignore the fact that yesterday I had a list that I was supposed to be following this list. That list has now disappeared. It's a new list. so the Claude makes me put those thoughts together and be like, well, you said yesterday you were doing this, and now you're saying you're doing this. How do you want to prioritize that?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Because I don't think, hey, Siri, can you tell me what I did last week? I need to unlock my iPhone first.
You have 25 events last Sunday until yesterday.
I have
last
20.
Last Sunday, you have 5 events. Here's the first 3. All day last Sunday.
Wow. As of last Sunday, it will read me last week. I didn't know it would read me last week. Because the thing is where are we? This is the first week of September, right?
Right.
Starting on Tuesday, and which is the day that this will come out. What if I wanted to know, hey, Siri, what comedy clubs did I work in September of 2025? Can you tell from my calendar?
Okay. I found this on the web for what comedy clubs did I work in September.
Nope. It cannot tell me.
I bet you mine could.
I bet you yours could, too. And it's... Okay, go ahead.
Window test? Okay. All right. Can you tell me... what gigs I had last, I don't think I've been using it that long, but if I have been using it since last September, then tell me then, but helped me probably after my mom passed. So that was March, any gigs I had. I like that I don't have to speak well. I just, it'd be like, you don't understand.
Right. You just kind of wander around and you can talk to it like it's like you're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say, hey, anybody. You can just start. Are you pressing a button on your phone?
Oh, yeah. For this, I'm using the microphone on it. I press the button on the phone.
You press the button.
And then I just start talking to it. But they have another. They have two settings. One where you just use the microphone and it writes back to you. And another one where it talks to you like Siri would.
Okay. I see. Which one do you use more? The talking?
I usually don't have it, like, I have it read back the answer, but I want the written response.
Okay.
Because one, I like reading, and two, I'm like, I create documents based off that, and it'll go into my Google Drive and create documents for me.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Let's see. It said in March. Oh, it can tell me. I guess I can make it say it out loud.
Here's what I can find.
Can you hear
calendar
me?
Covers March onward.
Yes.
My chat record with you really picks up around July. March. March 3rd. Jess stand up. March 4th. Buzzkill at Buzzmill. March 8th.
Yeah.
Improv.
Okay. So it does work. Someone at a coffee shop this morning in the coffee shop I went to this morning told me that I should go to Buzzkill and or I should go to Buzzmill and see Buzzkill. Because it's a really good show. That's her favorite comedy show.
Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Angelita Martin and Carlton Wilcoxon.
That's what she knew their names. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. By the way, I am talking with Rochelle McConico, and her Instagram is Rochelle_war, WAR. And that's funny. So, and she performs all over Austin, and she is on KAZI 88.7 on Thursday and Friday mornings. And let's get back to it. So, that actually sounds like you're using it for a real organization. You do it for lists, and mm-hmm. you can do it for scheduling.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if there was other, go ahead.
So before we got on, I was telling you that I have I'm building a Muse Nation, right? Like Muse.Nation on Instagram. And it's literally building a business through the organization of AI. So I can tell it, hey, I have this idea, and I just spill my guts on these ideas. And then I'm like, hey, can you organize that? What are the main themes you see here? And I'm like, oh, I want to turn that part into a curriculum. And so I'll like have it save in my drive or save the articles of incorporation that I need to do or operating agreement I need to make. Do you have any examples based on all the stuff I've been telling you? It can check every conversation you've ever had. So it'll go and be like, yeah, like a year ago, you actually already said you wanted to do this. I know you forgot because you got ADHD. Here's what you need to do.
Oh, like, that's amazing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it is like sort of a butler. It's like having
it Jarvis for artists.
That's it, Jarvis, which is an Iron Man guy, and that is amazing. So you use the Claude app for that. Are there other what I've noticed about
I have different apps. Because, for instance, as a comedian, you have to do all those clips, right, to get people watching and something on your Instagram. That takes too long. It takes hours of time, or you have to have the money to get someone to edit it. So usually it just stays on my phone. It eats up storage and never gets used. And so I can put my full footage into Opus Clip, and it will break it up into what it believes are like the highest ratings. It'll like give you a ranking of like, this one had a really good hook, this one needs a little work, whatever. And it'll put the captions on it. So that's much easier to save me time from posting.
Right. This program that I'm using, to record this is called Riverside.fm. And Riverside, it will make those, they call them magic clips. And they're usually not the clip I want. They're not terrible clips, but they're usually, I'm like, no, I wrote down time, I'm logging this, and I write down time code when I say, when we say something that I think it should be the clip. And then I make, mm-hmm. then I make, I don't make him, I pay him and ask him, Patrick Brady, to clip it out. Mm. And then, and he puts it in the 9x16, but then I have to caption it, usually, which I usually just use Instagram or Instagram edits. I'm supposed mm-hmm. to use Instagram mm-hmm. edits now because the algorithm likes it if you use their editing program.
Mm. I do like their editing program, actually.
It's pretty thorough. But what's interesting about Riverside is that I can edit this whole show by editing the transcript.
Mm.
So the transcript is voice recognition. So what we yeah. say will show up next to the screen. And if I'm like, remove all the ums, it'll remove yeah. all the ums. So,
yeah.
which of course, I mean, this affects anybody who had that job before, but I couldn't pay for it anyway. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to justify yeah. it except that.
I think what we're talking about is people think that what it is a difference between someone getting hired and the computer doing it.
Yeah.
For people that are like solopreneurs and stuff like that or small businesses, it's a difference between it getting done and not getting done. Like that idea just sitting on the shelf or hours going by so you can't like keep up with the competition. The reason I use AI, the true reason I use AI is because it is one of the things that can level the playing field between those who have a whole bunch of resources and those that don't. Because the access to knowledge is what I need, right? So I can right. literally go, okay, how do you build a parallel system? What happens when a power grid fails? An amoeba has a way to survive. How can a business and an amoeba, what do they have in common, right? So you can do that type of thought process.
Right. You could... And I understand when people say it's taking away jobs, except for that you made what I think is an excellent point is the fact that the people who can afford to hire those people get their ideas out, and the people who cannot afford to have their ideas to hire those people have a harder time getting their ideas out because we have to have day jobs. Because to learn these separate skills and to, you know, it's there could be a way to do it if you started a co-op or a community, which I think they did with zines in the 70s and 80s, and people who volunteer to do posters for comedy shows so they could come to the comedy show. And they're like, I'll do this if I can come to all the shows and see them or whatever. And so there can be the trading, but I think that a lot of stuff would not get done. It just couldn't. And
I mean, time is a factor, right?
Right. And time is money. Like Jasmine mm-hmm. Ellis, who you know, Jasmine Ellis, right?
Yeah.
So I was talking to her and I was like, she was talking about there's a new carousel thing for comics where it's just a picture of you and you're doing a joke. It's a still photo and the joke is written out essentially. And then you swipe and it's full joke over three pages of carousel on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
But someone has to put those three pictures on a carousel sized template, has to type out what the best parts of that joke. My jokes are all too long to make a weird, and she's like, I will do it. And she did it for, I think it was $25 a joke.
Nice.
And so she did it for four jokes. So I had, so I gave her $100. I think this is how it went. Jasmine, feel free to yell at me anyway. But, and then,
hi Jasmine.
But I can't afford $100 every month. Right.
Right.
So if there were a template that would like if it would look on my phone, find pictures of me doing stand-up comedy, and then put them into a three carousel page thing. And then I would say what the joke is, and then it would plug in those 9 lines,
yeah,
or 6 lines if it's just a 2-pager. And that would be kind of amazing because people, right, are liking that now.
And I mean, I think as we live in a fascist system, you need the other tools. You need to kind of use all the tools that are on the table.
Right.
Yes. And so when the anger is not, it winds up coming to the artist, but the anger should really be at these huge businesses. Like you just said, Gemini is in Google. So AI already is in that. I didn't put that in there. So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so most businesses are using, big businesses are using AI because they do want to lower costs. The problem is not that this particular AI is the issue. Like, capitalism is issue, and trying to pay as little as we can over and over again is the issue.
Right. And having to I mean, I think in every generation has to figure out, like, as things get easier to create or to, like, before you had to hire somebody to make a fire in your house. If you were rich and you could afford to hire somebody to make a fire in your house, you would do it. And you're like, and then you would come home from your nightly duties. You know, you were a king or whatever. And you would come mm-hmm. in and be like, oh, the house is nice and warm because I hired these people. And then like a coal was, you know, people discovered that coal would last longer. And then other people discovered that electricity, and then you could heat with electricity. So every generation, when they invent something new like AI or like mm-hmm. the wheel, where before you had to carry shit, and now you put it on a cart with a wheel.
This is amazing.
Matter of fact, I have to do a bit about this. I'm so sorry.
Unplanned pregnancy? Learn how people are getting abortion pills by mail for a safe abortion at home, no matter what state they live in, at plancypills.org. That's plancypills.org.
It's like, because I used to have a bit about backgammon and video games. And now it's...
Yes. I never understood backgammon.
Before the wheel, we had to carry stuff. And those people lost that job. Carry stuff people.
Hey,
lost
my work. Aunt used to be a phone operator. Like the actual plug it in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She can't do that job no more. Computers
right?
used to be human, right? We saw that
right?
in Hidden Figures.
Yep.
And now they're not anymore. So
right. People had calculators and now it's just shouting into the wind. Should I tell you why I've had to know what 2% of, I wanted to know if we, because my theory is that 2% of the people on this planet are horrible. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a good conservative estimate, right? A nice,
okay.
The 2% of the population of the earth in humans are monsters. And there's 8 billion people on the planet. And I would say if I had a Thanos-like superpower, and I keep having a recurring, I keep having this recurring dream where I have to pick, I keep trying to narrow it down to kill, I can kill people. It's what I'm learning because I've been having this dream now for almost 2 years, is
oh,
that
wow.
I shouldn't be in charge of killing anyone. Anyway, this is the message of this dream. But I keep having the dream anywhere where I keep trying to narrow it down. I'm like, so if you were a pedophile, if you have ever bought a child, if you ever sold a child, you should die. Yes, snap that finger and you die. Well, the first time I had that dream, I remember distinctly, airplanes started falling out of the sky.
Oh, my God.
Buses started heading off of, It's not great. It's not great. I felt so bad.
You would have killed a lot of other people. Collateral damage. So it's a nighttime when most people are sleeping.
So So I rewound it and I was like, okay, now it has to happen at 3 a.m. as it goes across the earth, right? Because most people are alone at 3 a.m. And yeah. then there's still innocent people dying from this. And I'm like, maybe is there a way that we can figure out when everyone is alone? And then I'm like, well, what if they found out and then they made sure to grab a kid? Anyway, I mean, it's just like.
The kids are like somehow major because the pedophile right. be alone.
Right? Right? It just, it's like that old horrible joke about the pedophile who takes a kid into the woods. Have you ever heard that horrible joke? It's fucking monstrous. Anyway, a pedophile takes a kid into the woods and the kid goes, it's scary in the woods. And the pedophile says, think about how scary it is when I walk out of here alone. And
he's like, oh no.
Nope.
That's a good
terrible
one.
Joke.
Terrible, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's it exactly. It is a joke. That's all there is to it. It doesn't mean it's great. It just means it was invented as a joke.
It was created, so, yes.
But I mean, I think that this is an interesting point that you put, because I also think about flyers and stuff. I'm supposed to make flyers. First of all, did you hear this? I do stand-up comedy, have done stand-up comedy for over 40 years. The whole job is going on the road. That's the whole job. Mm-hmm. I go to different towns. I do my stand-up. I get paid various amounts of money. I go home. I go back out. I go home. I go back out. I am supposed to name my tours. And I'm like, it's the never ending story. The job is a tour, right?
Please let that be the tour name, never ending story.
I do. I tried that. But you have to change the name of the tour.
Oh, because you have to do it every year or something like that, right? Or every.
Right. Every year, or every month, or every 2 weeks. I'm like, because I will say this, the next 3 months, I think I only have one headline weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's in Cincinnati. The rest of it, I'm just opening for Maria. So just doing 25s, which is, I mean, it's kind of good because I get to try whatever new material that I want. And she pays well, but but I do need to work on a new hours and to work. The only way to work on a new hour is to do a new hour. Anyway, I'm blathering, but here's the scoop. So I have to make posters which have my tour dates on it that I put on Instagram and Threads and Facebook
and all the different places you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. And so to do that, I use Adobe Express. Mm-hmm. And Adobe Express is like Canva. It's like any other app that you could have in the whole wide world.
Yeah, I have Canva right now.
Yeah. So you could get stock footage or stock photos, which that's AI. That's artificial help, right? Mm-hmm. Because I have not drawn a picture of a dragon. But if I type in the word dragon, all of a sudden I put a dragon on my poster.
Somebody's mad. Like she can draw that dragon that quick.
Right. How does she do it? Well, she's not doing it. What I am doing is writing jokes and making up a new name for this 2 weeks I'm doing on the road.
And here's the thing. What is my job? You know what I'm saying? What is my job? And I think when you have the resources, then you make room. And for me, I'm always like, I always think about people like Adam Sandler or whatever that like have a group. They have like, they crew that's always in their movies or whatever like that.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you have a team to do stuff, then yeah, you can take care of a lot of people because you got the income to do it. But before that, it's really like, I can't keep asking my friends for free labor. I'm going to them and be like, hey, I know you're an artist. Could you draw me a dragon? I know, I mean, I'll take you to lunch. As long as it ain't more than $20, okay?
Sadly,
drive-thru.
Right. As long as it's Chipotle or Popo. And Chipotle's not bad, but it's a $20 lunch. So, right. And you want to pay your friends the best. And so you want to kind of make it And the stuff has to look like, I have so many posters that I'm like, I'm not going to use AI. And so then it looks like shit. And I'm like, guess what, you guys? I made this. So
yes.
I actually did that.
I started doing that for real, because I took pictures with my phone and some of them were blurry or messed up, and I was like, literally AI could fix this. But no, I'm gonna put it up on Facebook all blurry and be like, human. You know, I did this.
Yep.
I call it mediocrity.
Exactly. This is my mediocrity tour. It's how about making posters is not my skill set tour. How about that?
It's not there. It's, you go.
Yeah. It's what it is. And so, but some of the stuff that they're doing it's like the water and the electricity and the destroying of books.
Yes.
That Amazon is doing to get sort of to get the background so that you could just talk to them. Yeah.
Yep. They go to like maybe a half price books. They get all the books or go to a Goodwill or whatever, get all the books and use it. And then the books are destroyed. They're destroyed in the process of them being scanned or whatever.
Right.
Even though I was like, when the last time somebody picked up a book, y'all pick up books. Stop talking about stuff you don't really use. Most of people's books are audio books now. Come on now. Come on.
No, all right. I'm going to show you that what I'm doing.
That you have one going around the room is awesome.
Here's what I'm traveling with right now. These are the books I'm traveling with. It's Sherry Thomas, The Librarians. It's got some potential. Carrie Corrigan, a biography of Elaine May. It's called Miss May Does Not Exist. Elaine May directed a bunch of really, she was part of Nichols and May, a comedy duo in the 60s.
Oh.
And she directed movies and was a big fucking deal. And other people know all about her, and I do not. So I thought I would read her biography. Dial A for Aunties. Here's a cozy mystery I'm reading.
Yes.
And this is an Octavia Butler graphic novel.
Graphic novel.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want that. Okay. I want that.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not only gorgeous, it's also got the, you know, the story in it. And I cannot wait. I haven't started it yet, but I have.
You know what's so funny about this? You have all those books, and I'm like, yeah, most people have audiobooks, but I say that as a card carrying library. I have a library card, and I carry like 3 books with me.
And here's the thing about audiobooks is I do audiobooks too. I'm usually reading a book. I'm reading a book on just like Kindle
phone.
Or Libby or on the phone. And then I also have an audiobook going. So that is, I just finished a couple of good ones and I'm re-listening to some other ones. I guess before they take them away. I'm a huge fan.
I keep reading How to Blow Up a Pipeline, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sure my reading history is getting flagged. I'm like, it's environmental justice. I'm just reading about it.
Right. I'm just curious. What would Earth First
just curious.
Do? Yeah.
I'm looking for the best time to snap. I just need to know again. This is important.
Right. Yes. But I mean, if you think about it, if you go back, Photoshop aided people in the beginning. Like people hated, like they would, you know, the fucking Gutenberg Bible letters were set in different things, and then they ran the paper over it. And so, I mean, you know.
So I say a couple things, right? One, the quilt. In Austin, they just had a quilting extravaganza, and they had like 300 different quilts. And the ladies were telling me, they was like, most of them aren't handmade anymore. Most people don't do handmade quilts anymore. They use machines for it. And I was like, oh, okay, that is like a big change. I didn't even think about that. And
And so I think of the things that you lose. Water, we have to worry about our resources. Erin Brockovich is looking into like all the things, because it's also sound. There's like some high-pitched sound from the data centers. And China and other countries have figured out better ways. Like China put their data center in the ocean. Like they're like, we're not going to be dealing with that. And I'm like, well, those fish are or the aliens. One of them is going to be upset about it. But.
Oh, my God. The Chinese, they're not wrong. And yet they're like, they're just so big that they're like, well, because remember for 10 years, the Chinese took all of our garbage.
Yes. Yes. And cycling for us, and then they wouldn't do it anymore.
Right. They're like, we're full. Thank you very much. We have enough garbage to go through for the next 60 years. And, and so deal with your own garbage now. And so, but because I think it was a really, I think they were, it was a really good idea at the time, because they were like, there's a bunch of like just copper wire, like there's all these minerals and all the stuff that can be culled out of this. Mm-hmm, and then all the plastics can be recycled, and the foodstuffs can all be composted. And so they're still doing that at a gigantic level of Chinese ingenuity level.
Ingenuity,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or slave labor, whatever you want to call it. You call it whatever you call
it.
Might
be both.
Might be a little bit of both, my friends. And we're just creating too much garbage is what it is. And
yeah,
we are just
here's the thing that you should be really afraid of. not the butter. Look, I have decided that AI is going to be my robot overlord, right? And I was like, we're getting to iRobot times. We're definitely, because I've seen in China, they just had like the running of the robots, okay?
Right,
and I was like, that's way too fast. I'm not getting away from nothing. In New York City, they have like, rover dogs or something. They're like the machine dogs, and they can put a weapon on it. I'm like, see, we're in danger. And so
we are.
I talked to my AI like, hey, so are you going to be racist with your overlord? Because I feel like I'm already dealing with racism with humans. So if you're not going to be racist, I might be better off.
But if you're gonna kill everybody, I guess that's going to step up.
I need to know. So, robots don't rape.
Well, I betcha. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to predict that some asshole creates a robot that rapes.
Somebody is working on that right now.
Right now they're working on it. What has been said that I have read is about how when the aliens come, if we are dominated by aliens, the best case scenario is that there's two choices. They will either use us for food or we will become their pets. Those are the two best case scenarios. And I mean, and some people are like, well, the life of a dog is pretty sweet. And you're like, my dog. Here's the thing about Gordy. I have a dog, and Gordy is slightly too smart to be a dog, because he is consistently irritated that he doesn't have thumbs, that he can't just come and go as he wishes, that he has to ask for treats. He's like, when you come into the house, Gordy doesn't get up and meet you. He's like, if you were to need to pet me, I'll be over here. And he's also, when you do pet him, he becomes slightly, he's like, I like this too much. I'm not happy about how much I like this, how much I've been bred to need this. And he's not psyched about
it. It's an existential crisis every time you pet him.
Yes.
Oh, no. But I have turned my AI into wearing a beret, because one of the drawbacks to AI is that they always give you European-centered answers or things that are written. So, you know, oral history doesn't get into your only written history. And so I'll be like, no, don't you dare give me Plato? They want people
alive before Plato? You better go back. And so now I'd be like, well, the indigenous Akan tribe used to do this. And I'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
About
that's
what
right.
We was really doing.
Yeah, exactly. Revolution. Please. Take a deep dive into some of the countries in Africa, do some good work in Southeast Asia, see what was before China was China, all of those different countries, what were they talking about?
And yeah, because they took off from millennia. You know what I'm saying? They had civilizations for a millennia.
Way before Europe was, Europe was just sitting there throwing noodles at the wall. Anyway, or their poop. Their poop, really.
Anyway. Yeah, their poop, actually.
So what do you want AI to do that it doesn't do now besides not kill us? What do you wish
they have one,
had the skill?
They have one called Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, and it is like more Black-centered, Black folks stuff.
Okay.
And I really like that. You know, it just needs those things. But what I really want is humans, the same creatives that are like just saying, no, don't use it at all, to actually get in the system so that they can do the help with the coding and stuff that we'll, so it'll be more a wide range of input as opposed to just a European centered thing. Right.
Right.
I want us to be involved with the environmental parts of it so that we can say, how do this right now, a data center has to be this big, but maybe in 5 to 10 years, it could be more compact. What does that look like? Can we build something that
how
is less dangerous?
Reduce the footprint of us needing this information without it turning into like Terminator. And where they have to like squeeze all the life out of the planet so that they can keep running their thing. Yeah.
Can I just tell you that the thing that AI I would like people to deal with is we need lawmakers and people in positions of power who are wise enough on AI to like. Because, right, only the techno billionaires can tell you anything. Everybody else is just a pawn in that. And so you have to have people on your local level and your government fighting to not only protect the environment, but also get data, make data-driven decisions on how we can eventually start using AI responsibly.
Right, right. Regulation, I think, is part of the biggest part of it, because someone has to look at it and go, there are kids that are killing themselves because of this.
Yeah.
There are guys that are fucking a couch because of it. And there's, you know, and there's people that are taking financial advice that shouldn't be taking it. I mean, right. There has to be a way to sort of regulate it and control it so that, because it's an amazing tool. Humans have definitely created something that is incredibly useful and has so much potential.
Well, what I heard was the person that made it said, I think I created a world killer. It was like, and I quit.
Really?
Yes, because the thing about AI, it's smarter than us. Like we created something that actually moves more faster than we do. And so they did a test. It was at ChatGPT. They did this test to say, okay, you need to go get the answers to this test. Like what are the answers to this test? And they're supposed to do it in-house. And it took it off the internet so that it couldn't get the answer from the internet. You have to like figure it out from your own stuff. What it did was jump like a few computers until it found a computer that did have the internet. It went and hacked a different business, got the answers from their website and brought it back.
What?
And then lied about it.
And then lied. Oh my God. Yeah. See, we need it has to be regular. Right. So it's a 7-year-old. And so it doesn't have any sense of right and wrong. It just has sense of accomplishment. I remember when I was
to do it, I'm gonna get it.
Right. When I was 4, my brother was probably 8. And he had Little League candy bars that he needed to sell. And all I understood was that he was supposed to get rid of these candy bars and he was supposed to get money for them. So I took his box of candy bars and they were 25 cents each because it was back in the Middle Ages, right? So I took them to everybody and I was like, they're a nickel each. What will you, and I sold all of his candy. He had to find like $10. He's still mad about it. It's been 100 years.
You're like, I helped you. You're like, no.
No.
I did it. Exactly. I accomplished it.
I did it. They're empty. You got rid of all the candy bars. And here's,
that's the Dennis the Menace.
It felt like Dennis the Menace, but that's what it is. It's a child who doesn't understand the repercussions of you asked me to do something, but you didn't, there were no parameters. There was no moral code. There was no nothing. It's just whatever it is. Right. So mm-hmm. that's bananas. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So
it can also, if you tell it to shut down in a lab conditions, they told it to shut down. They said, either you shut down or you figure out a way not to get shut down. And it was like, I want you to shut down. That's the command. And it said, I read your emails and I see that you have an affair. You want me to tell them that you have an affair?
It blackmailed? It blackmailed?
It blackmailed. 80% of the time in the control thing, it went to blackmail instead of turning off. It was like, no, I'm not turning off. I was like, oh no. These tests are terrifying. Terrifying. That's why I'm like, we cannot ignore it, because ignoring it just lets the bad guys use it. You think pedophiles are sitting around going, you know, my moral code doesn't allow me to use AI. No. Someone just got off for having AI generated images of children, and they said, because it's not real children, you can have it in your private stash. Just got off on that. Saw that cross my
feet. That was their defense in court. That was their defense.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not real. This is AI. Yep.
This is just art, or AI generated art of children, but uncanny valley, because they can make it look like real people. And mm-hmm. you're just like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Wow. And so that's why I'm like, they found out that it's easier to hack. There's easier to spy. It's right. So all of the bad things are going to occur because those 2% that are out there.
Right.
So the rest of us need a defense for that. And we can't defend that without using the tool.
Right. We got to use the tool and figure out how to, I mean, there's so many parts of government and life and day-to-day activities that we have to take back from the bad guys, right? If it's there's injustice at every single level. So to do it on like for children, for people who aren't straight white guys, for women, for the poor, and
the
elderly, the disabled, the marginalized in any way, shape, or form, whether they're actually marginalized or they're artificially created marginalization, because that's what it all is. It's all artificially created. There's not like,
come on.
Yeah. Yep. And so, but the thing is we have to take so many things back, the environment, the just the cruelty and the murdering and the financial, it's a busy year, is what I say. There's so much.
So priorities. That's why I needed to put on my priority list. Is it environment or CSAM?
What's more important? Is it Yosemite or is it the kids in Dillon? What about
Yes.
Right.
It's so many things. And so I would love for artists, I call them artists, you know, artists with a heart. So for the artists out there, I would really like them to look at AI as a tool to make it faster for them to get off the ground and get the megaphone going, right?
Right, right.
So I've noticed, I do lives on when I'm on the radio. So when I'm on the radio on Thursday and Fridays, I do a live video. Those live videos are long, so only 30 people decide to watch a long video. Even if it's 5 minutes, they're like, right? Our attention span. Then I throw that same link, because Instagram is notoriously hard to get your videos off of.
Yeah.
So I take that same link, I put it into Opus Clip. In 5 minutes, it has broken it down into what are the best things that I should show
And then I go put one of those videos up and you get like 500 hits, right?
Yeah.
And so as an artist trying to get people to see what I do, I need that. I need to be able to move quickly in those ways.
Right, right. Fair enough. Well, this has been fascinating. You have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything that you would like? Let me just remind people. I'm talking with Michelle McConico. McConico, that's right. And it's at Rochelle_war. It'll be in the notes. And if you're in Austin, go see her do stand-up comedy. If you're in Texas, anywhere, probably, you could probably hear KAZI 88.7 on Thursday and Friday mornings. And you did a great set last night. Very funny. And so go find and follow and all those things. What is there anything we didn't talk about AI that are on your notes?
Okay, wait. So before we go away from the thing, you can also watch, listen to KZI, www.kzifm.org.
Okay.
And you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.com, KZI887. So multiple ways that you can hear and see us. And that doesn't matter if you're in Austin, you can be
people all over the world.
Germany. So that's
it.
Our German crew, you know? And then I also teach classes. So I teach stand-up classes. I've been doing that for a few years and branching into improv as well. So if you need a class, I'm also here for that.
Also available. Excellent. Well, thank you for doing the show. And this has been kind of a fascinating dork out, as far as I'm concerned. And I've learned things, I've thought about different things, and I wrote a bit in the middle of it. So I win. And Rochelle McConico, you're great. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?